The number of mixed-race Americans is increasing 3 times faster than the population of the United States as a whole. That information comes from the Pew Research Center in Washington, D.C. In the 1970s, 1% of all American children were of mixed race. Now, 10% are. The U.S. Census Bureau predicts that, by 2060, the number of multiracial Americans will be 3 times larger than it is now. Many multiracial Americans experience life in a way that is very different from someone whose parents belong to the same race or minority group. Delia Douglas says problems sometimes result when you are multiracial and decide to marry someone of another race.
Especially in the first 3 years of my daughter's life, people often would stop and ask me if I was a nanny. And there were days where that would be incredibly frustrating.
Douglas is white, African American, and Native American. Her 5-year-old daughter, Soleil, looks more like her father, who is white. She is light-skinned.
I think she's surprised both of us. I never expected her to have golden blonde hair.
Ronnie Nels is Douglas' brother. He says life as a mixed-race person in the United States can sometimes be difficult.
I was pulled over, I think, once a month for a year, and just asking where I was headed and what I was doing.
The Pew Research Center reports 4 in 10 mixed-race Americans who are partly black say they have been unfairly targeted by police. The center says 69% of mixed-race Americans who are at least partly black say most people consider them black. They also say their experience is similar to that of black Americans. Some Americans say the Los Angeles area is more accepting of multiracial individuals than other parts of the country. Damona Hoffman's parents are Russian Jewish and African American.
I found actually that it was where my people were, because there were so many biracial people that were suddenly in my orbit that I really hadn't seen before growing up in the Midwest.
Many young mixed-race children in Los Angeles go to schools where many ethnicities are represented. At World City Center, 30% of the students are multiracial. Vivian Arlotto is Korean and Belgian. She is married to a white American. Her son attends school at the World Center.
I grew up in a really homogenous neighborhood and felt like the other. So it was important for my son to be in a place where he felt normal.
WorldSpeak is a school where children learn languages other than English. 80% of the students there are of mixed race. Angelica Getmanchuk launched the school. She says children who come from a multi-ethnic background have an advantage.
They have more empathy towards other multiracial and multilingual children. They have more curiosity towards multiracial differences and acceptance.
Some mixed-race Americans, like Ronnie Nels, say there is a growing acceptance of people of mixed ancestry. He notes the success of former U.S. President Barack Obama.
You know, we went from knowing all, I think, 5 other families that were mixed in the Valley to a mixed man being the president. That's an awesome thing.
Obama's father was from Kenya, while his mother was a white woman from Kansas. I'm John Russell.